A proposed energy storage project near Goldendale, Washington, would be the largest of its kind in the Northwest. It would also land smack dab on top of an area considered very sacred to the Yakima Nation, Courtney Flatt explains.
Some 15,000 years ago, an ice dam broke in present-day Montana. Water cascaded across the Northwest in some of the largest flooding ever to happen on Earth.
It was already known that this flood was coming.
That's Elaine Harvey.
I'm a Rock Creek band member. Our traditional name is Kamispah.
As the floods from Glacial Lake Missoula slammed downstream toward the ocean, Harvey's ancestors climbed to one of the highest points on the Columbia River. That height kept them safe. That height is also a reason this area is being considered for a new energy storage project. One, the Yakima Nation says, would land directly on top of a culturally significant area.
And, you know, this whole area is really sacred from the bottom all the way to the top.
Harvey says this area is home to some of the best traditional root and medicine gathering around. It's near her band's longhouse and sites for important cultural ceremonies. The Goldendale Energy Storage Project is a proposed solution to generate clean energy when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing. When there's too much energy on the grid, water would be pumped into an upper storage reservoir. Then, when more energy is needed, it could be spilled through turbines into a lower pool of water. Jeremy Ninek is the Yakima Nation's Deputy Director for Culture. He says countless important cultural areas have faced destruction across the Northwest, simply because they're not understood by non-tribal members.
I know it's meaningless to others, but to us, it means everything.
One such place is Lalique, also known as Rattlesnake Mountain, northwest of Richland. The closed-off ridge has long beckoned to local hikers. One of the most recent pushes to open up the mountain came in 2019, just after the Notre Dame Cathedral burned in Paris. Meninek saw people worldwide in tears over the destruction of a sacred religious site in France. The comparison struck him.
And I told them, you know, the whole world is in pain right now and in sorrow because of this fire. How do you think we feel? Because this, too, is like that church to us.
From the settlement of Seattle to dam construction that flooded Slilo Falls on the Columbia River, Northwest tribes have faced many types of dispossession, says University of Washington history professor Josh Reed, a member of the Snohomish Indian Nation.
These homelands provided a good life for us, a life in which we could thrive and were wealthy and were successful.
From the ability to gather cedar bark in Olympic National Park to fishing rights in all the usual and accustomed places, Reed says Native peoples work hard to reclaim their homelands.
This comes up time and time again. So when you tell me about this energy storage solution, it's like, man, we haven't learned a damn thing.
Rye Development is one of the companies leading the Goldendale Pumped Hydro Project. Vice President Eric Steinle says they aim to protect cultural heritage and the environment.
We understand the sensitivity of any kind of development in large portions of Washington state, and we're committed to working collaboratively with Yakima Nation, but also other First Nations.
Every year, a local farmer opens his gate for tribal members to gather traditional foods near the ridgetop.
It has a name in our language called Petalish.
Elaine Harvey imagines, years from now, driving with her children and grandchildren. She's driving past the ridge where they once gathered first foods. She has to tell the kids what the pools of water for the hydro project used to be.
Green energy is not so green if it's creating so much environmental injustice. It's not going to come back after you destroy it. It's irreversible.
I'm Courtney Flatt, reporting.